Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What's up, y'all? What's up, family? We back for another episode. This is your host, Brother Kev.
I'm your girl, Ranger Star.
What's up, family? This is Mufasa Ra in the house.
All right, and we are Collective Minds Radio, back for some constructive dialogue, you know, hopefully to add something to your day. But before we get started, how was y'all week, and do y'all want to make any announcements?
My week was pretty good, actually. No announcements for me yet. Hopefully next week I have a big announcement.
Mm-mm. Okay, we looking forward to that. Yes, yes,
I said hopefully,
yes, ma'am. Hopefully, right. That's what
that means
I'm looking forward.
That means I'm
hopefully
positive that something great is going to happen.
All right.
All right.
I like that. I like that.
Put it
Brother
in the atmosphere.
That's right.
All right, y'all. Everything been good for me as well. Hey, I'm going to make an announcement. Shout out to myself for putting together my first pot of bean soup. All praises to Allah.
And I thought you were supposed to have cornbread with bean soup, but I guess not, huh? That's not the tradition.
Nah, cornbread is hard on our digestive system, so
okay,
you know,
so
as a follower of Elijah and Muhammad, we try to stay away from the cornbread. So yeah,
okay.
but hey, Sister Roger can bear witness. I didn't do too bad for my first trial, did I?
No, you did not.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. So, shout out to myself.
Right.
Also, I want to give, as y'all know, if you don't know, we broadcast out of St. Louis, Missouri. And the local mosque that I attend, Muhammad Mosque 28, I want to make a shout out and give an announcement to them. They're having a grand opening, an open house of Muhammad Mosque 28 Child Development Center, which will be, they have preschool and kindergarten ages 2 through 5, private school education without the high tuition, affordable weekly tuition, high quality instruction, preparing students for reading, math, and technology readiness. Learning environment where the interest of the children is priority number one, Missouri State approved. So if anybody is interested in you in the St. Louis area, we'll have a tour Saturday, September the 8th, from 2 to 4. And that's at Muhammad Mosque 28-5967 West Florissant Ave. You know, gotta train up the babies, because the babies is the future.
Yes, they are.
That's right. That's right on. Appreciate that. And so, yeah, family, here at Collective Minds, again, this is not a spectator sport, so we encourage all the listeners to give us a call, chime in. The number is 929-477-1697. And, yeah, I don't have any announcements this week. I had a good week. You know, been trying to get my study on and just, you know, getting prepared for the show. And just shout out to all the Leos. We in that Leo season where it's the dog days of summer, they call it, and there's a lot of energy going on, a lot of things taking place. And so just shout out to everybody, and you know, hope you maintain it and staying on a positive, righteous level. But yeah, so without further ado, this week we are talking about Chicago. Okay, we're talking about the family in Chicago. Last weekend, I believe it was reports like 70 people got shot, 12 died over like a 60-hour period. So that's been like the talk of the news, you know, people trying to figure out what's going on. So we're going to have this conversation, and hopefully by the end we can provide, you know, some solutions that we can provide to the family that they can use moving forward. So y'all ready to get this dialogue going?
Yes, yeah. Let's get it going.
Got it. All right. So, yeah, so we
well,
just
you know
to figure out what's going on. Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what's going on in
Chicago.
Yeah,
me and Brother Kev, been dialoguing for the past 2 days.
Yes.
But we want to share it with the family.
That's right.
Guys been working out, definitely prepared. You guys both should be very prepared for today.
Right, so I just want to put out now, I'm going to put these two things out here because people like what's going on, but I think it's kind of clear exactly what's going on in Chicago. And if my family in Chicago out there, please call me and correct me if I say anything that's off, okay? Now, Chicago is the third largest city in the United States, okay? It is also the most segregated city in America, according to a lot of reports. If it's not first, it's in the top three, right? So we got to take that into account. It is a very segregated city, okay? The poverty rate for blacks in Chicago is more than two times the rate of whites. The average income the average income of white families between 1990 and 2012 was about rose about 33%. So the average household income for a white family in Chicago is about $100,000 per year. Now, contrast that to a black family where the income during that same time period declined by 4%, and that average household income is at $44,000. So we're talking about large disparities in this city based on race. So those are factors we cannot leave out because a lot of times it's like we think that we deserve this type of mistreatment or we deserve to be in a condition that we're in, but we don't understand that this is a strategic plan that has been outlined by major cities in America to isolate black folks into these neighborhoods, contain the violence in these neighborhoods, put in guns, put in drugs, you know, add some black hate, add some white Jesus, and you got a recipe for disaster. You see what I'm saying? So that's one point I wanted to make. Also, in 2013, Chicago had the largest school closing of any major city in the United States where I believe 50 or more schools closed in Chicago, mostly in black neighborhoods, mostly in the west side, the south side neighborhoods populated by black people, okay? These school closings affected more than 11,000 children, family. Like, please understand the magnitude of what these school closings have done. And by the way, Rahm Emanuel, who is the mayor now, was the mayor then. So when I see these guys get up at this press conference and act like, you know, they don't know what's going on or, you know, what are we doing? You know, your neighborhoods got to be accountable and so on and so forth because that's the narrative they're running with is the accountability narrative, which, of course, everybody, we have to be accountable for what's going on, but we also have to look at how they strategically plan for these neighborhoods to fail. And just one last point, and then I'm going to let my brother Mufasa get in. We have to be strategic and study our open enemy like they study us. You see, they didn't already did the numbers. If we contain them in this neighborhood, if we do X, Y, Z, some of them go make it out, but the most probably won't. That's just the numbers. And they've done these numbers. Like I said, Chicago has been a very segregated city since the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s on up into 2018. Nothing has changed. They're strategically redlining these neighborhoods and keeping us funneled in these neighborhoods with little to no resources and let us, you know, basically have fractal gang wars against each other and then point the finger like they don't know what's going on. So, like I say, the time is now for us to get smarter and wiser and understand the games that they're playing with these murders and with our neighborhoods and what's going on. Because it's going to be up to us to get smart and counter what they're doing because this is all by design. Because every time I go to Chicago, I see a lot of police downtown. You see what I'm saying? I see a lot of police in a lot of places in Chicago. So that lets me know that they're containing the violence in these particular neighborhoods. And as long as it goes down in these neighborhoods, there's really no problem. They come with the fake outrage like they care, but they know exactly what's going on. So when you ask me what's going on, I think everybody's clear, and we know exactly what's going on in Chicago. It's just that we have to come together to figure out how to clean up this mess. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask my brother Mufasa, what do you think is going on in Chicago?
Well, I'm going to tie in to what you said concerning St. Louis. I feel like we went through a similar thing as what's going on in Chicago as far as creating these infested areas of crime. It's like we had the Pruitt-Igoe project, and they brought all these people together, and they had all this crime festering in these tall high-rises, these project communities. And then after they got to a point where they were so, you know, bad and infested with crime, they decided to turn down. And once you turn down, I mean, all that criminal activity has to filter somewhere. So it's filtered on out into the streets of North and South St. Louis. Similar situation in Chicago. Project areas, gang activity. Now, Chicago has more organized crime, of course, than what's here in St. Louis. So, in my opinion, that's why it's an even worse situation than what we had here because, you know, of the organized crime. So you get all these projects that's infesting and building up and creating all this crime, and then you tear it down and you infest it amongst the city. You now you mixing in different gangs with other gangs and people who don't like each other who at one time was all in their project area. Now they intermingling with each other. I mean, you're going to have criminal activity. You're going to have shootings. So also I wanted to tie in with what Brother Kev was saying. See, and I was at the mosque today, and it just so happened that Brother Donald Muhammad, that's the student minister there, was doing a sermon, and he said, I'm going to use his words, he said, you got to know the mind of Satan. And, you know, for all you people who don't believe in the spooky stuff, Satan is just, you know, being evil, evil person, evil doings. So we as a people, black people, should be more familiar with Satan than anybody else. Since we have grew up here in America amongst our enemies, we should know exactly who we are dealing with and stop complaining because we know who he is. That being said, we know that America brought us here. We know the type of things that America has created us to be, put us in these type of situations. So when Brother Kev says study, the studying has been done. We know what type of government we're dealing with. The problem is, unfortunately, black people are hard-headed people. So now when plans are implemented to combat against the system that we were put in and forced in, everybody don't want to do the work, don't want to do the hard work and get on board to combat that. When you say stop going to, you know, certain stores, be your own stores, you know, have a love for your brother, try to create your own jobs and stuff like that. See, we don't want to do the hard work. You know what I'm saying? So when we don't want to do the hard work and we're going to continue to be lazy and point the finger at the system and the government, that's why these things, here we are 2018, and we're still saying study the system and we ain't making no changes. The blueprint has been laid in what we need to do, and that is do for self. Do for self. You know that you put in the trap to hate your brother, to hate your sister, you know, get in a program, get with a group of people that can teach you how to love one another. You know, stop falling for the traps of this system that we were forced into. Now, I will say, if you don't know what these traps are, then yeah, you do need to do some more studying. But we know what the problem is. We know who caused it. And now it's just time for us to go ahead and do what we need to do and avoid these, you know, these situations. We don't have to be out here killing each other and robbing from each other. We don't have to be doing that. We can change things ourselves. We got to start making the change ourselves.
Indeed, indeed. Rigel Starr, give us your thoughts on Chicago and what's going on.
Well, since I agree with both of what you said, you guys said, is true. You know, what Brother Kevin said, what Mufasa said, both of those are true. You just put those together and finish off the story, but I'm going to take you to the top. Because before that, before those things happen and take place, before that, we have to look at ourselves as individuals, though. You know, because for me, it's spiritual things. You know, it's all spiritual. We're spiritual. The atmosphere that we create, you know, it's all energy. You know, so we have to change what we see in Chicago and other places around the world. It's going to have to start with people willing to look in the mirror and change. You know, we have to create our own environments. You know, so I think that component is very important as well to get to where we're trying to go. You know, we're going to also have to do that, but I think it's also, I look at Chicago as I would look at a lot of places around the world. You know, they may have, it may just because they have more, you know, the population is bigger and they just may have, you know, a section of something going on, but every place do. You know, so if I'm looking at it that way and I see Chicago as many other places around the world, the common denominator is people. So people are going to have to fix this. We have to change ourselves in order to change our environment that's around us. We're creating this environment from what is within us. So I think Chicago is another place that has crime, and in order to attack it, which we do with anything, we're going to have to attack ourselves, if you want to say that. And that's pretty much it. Go ahead, because I'll say what I'm going to say later, but I'll let you guys go ahead. All right.
So one of the themes, like I say, that they've been running with, which I watched the press conference with the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, which a lot of people have been calling for both of their resignations. But in this press conference, one of the things that they was rolling with, which I think is a big lie and a myth, they're saying that the people in these neighborhoods, because we got to look at this fact. As the shootings last week, they just got one suspect. I saw in one report. At first, I was hearing that no arrests have been made in this whole weekend. So that tells me they're not doing their job. Like, they're complicit in the shootings that are happening in these neighborhoods because they perceive it as black-on-black crime, in my opinion. So what they're saying is they're having a hard time solving these murders because people don't want to tell or don't want to snitch because the snitching culture. That is a big myth that we can dispel right here. That no snitching thing is not real. Black people tell on each other all the time. You see what I'm saying? All you got to do is watch First 48. People tell on each other all the time. And by the superintendent, the police superintendent, he said himself, we have to do a better job.
It is what it is.
Protecting, we got to do a better job of protecting civilians that tell. How are you not protecting somebody who gives you information? Like, that is your one and only job, is to protect those people. So that, again, tells me that they're facilitating this crime, because if you're letting some of your informants or witnesses get harmed by, quote-unquote, these rival gangs, then that's your responsibility. You see what I'm saying? But my thing is, in order to pull off these retaliations and all, this is, like, very sophisticated crime. And I just don't believe, because I'm looking at the arrests and the ages of the ages of these guys, they're in their 20s, they're in their teens. Like, you're not going to tell me and have me believe that these teenagers are outsmarting Chicago PD. I just don't buy it. With cameras everywhere, with forensics, with all the technology they use, how are these teenagers, 20-year-olds, early 30s, how are these kids basically outsmarting the police? I don't mm-hmm. buy that. And I don't think they're sophisticated enough to go after witnesses when – how do you know who's telling unless the police are telling you? Like,
there you go.
I'm just asking these questions.
You
like,
just
come
said.
On, like, what is going on? They're facilitating the violence by, okay, you got such and such in your paperwork, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know for a fact that this has happened to somebody that I know here in St. Louis who was killed. Somebody came and got him and told him, look, you in my paperwork, so I'm got to let you up.
Yeah.
They told me you was in my paperwork, so who is they? You know, you got the lawyers, you got the police facilitating this violence. Yeah, they killed him.
They killed him.
You see what I'm saying? So they're facilitating this violence by, oh, this person snitching on you. This person snitching. So we got to look at the facts and look at what's going on and the games that are being played within our communities. So I don't buy that snitching thing. I think people will tell, you know.
Now, I wanted to touch on what you just said real quick. When you said you in my paperwork, you know, basically I got to do something to you because you telling on me.
Right.
So if that person wasn't doing wrong, you couldn't be snitched on. Obviously, you was doing something for somebody to snitch on you for. Well,
yeah,
what are you
right.
doing?
Yeah, correct. Agreed. That correct. Now that's agreed.
So,
that
not
so I'm still
though, not necessarily. It don't have to be necessarily that you were. You can be set up. It can be a lot of reasons why your name is on that paper. So it doesn't have to be
okay,
that
well,
they've really
you
done
this.
Something wrong.
So if you set up, right? Let's say I set you up, Rigel. Okay. Now, does that mean that now since you think I set you up or you feel I set you up, you going to kill me? Yes or no?
I mean, are you asking me personally? I don't kill anybody.
Well, there you go. See, that don't mean you have to kill me. You still don't
right.
have to kill me. So I still
right.
point
no,
the finger back at that person. You know what I'm saying? If we could get out of this and stop, you know what I'm saying, making the excuses for our actions. We'd be better off. You still ain't got to kill me. You know what I'm saying?
No, you
so
get,
and like you said,
right,
the police
done, but
do
this,
facilitate
this the, thing,
the police
right.
The police do facilitate, just like you said, the police do. They do facilitate things, they instigate things. I mean, we grew up in the hood. Like we had a show
right.
before talking about certain things that the police do. The police are just as crooked. You might have a few good police. But a bunch of them are crooked. A bunch of them come from the streets. A bunch of them got criminal backgrounds. They got families that's committing crimes. They just as crooked. They just got on a uniform. They just got on a uniform.
Right. Let's we gonna get to the callers, but let me say this real quick. We gonna get to the callers in a second. Give us a call. This Collective Mind. We are talking about what's going on in Chicago, and I believe we do have a special guest from Chicago. But before we bring him in, let's talk about what snitching is, because we have to dispel this rumor again. Snitching is when you're with a person doing a crime, one person gets caught, and the other person tells. That's snitching. If you're a civilian and someone commits a crime against you and you tell the police, that is not snitching. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not involved in any type of crime. You're not in a criminal life. You're a civilian.
Yeah,
so snitching is
true.
Only between two people who are in a criminal activity and one person snitches on the other. That's snitching.
That's what the streets call that dry snitching. You ain't snitching, but you're dry snitching. And as soon as we find, I say I go out here, say I done shot somebody out on the block, right? And neighbor Betty Joe three houses down stick her nose in there and she tell the police. Okay, they bring me in as a suspect. The Cricket police be like, well, you know, nosy Betty Joe down the block is what who told us. Oh, yeah? Really? Okay, now Miss Betty Joe going to see me or somebody going to come to her and either take her out or make sure she don't talk no more. That's the stuff that we do. That type of activity happens.
Right. Now, the role that the police plays in that.
Guess is
they're
guilty.
Facilitating
guess is guilty. Guess is guilty.
Yes. Indeed, indeed. Let's get to the calls, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. Brother Kev, Mufasa Rock, Rigel Star, give us a call, 929-477-1697. We definitely want to hear your thoughts. If you're in the Chicago area, give us a call. Definitely any major city or anywhere in the country, give us a call, because I'm sure y'all going through similar things. But, yeah, do we have our caller from Chicago on the line?
Yeah, we have him on the line now. Mr. Harold, how are you?
Peace,
I'm
peace.
Doing good, and you?
Hey, bro.
Doing well, doing
great.
Well. Thank you for sharing some of your evening with us. We appreciate it. So we're talking about you are in Chicago. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and now what can you tell us about the situation in Chicago? I know there was a few shootings this weekend as well, the big weekend last weekend. So what can you kind of share with us as far as what's going on the ground out there?
Well, I mean, I don't believe all the shootings are attributed to gang violence either, you know.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, I really don't. You know,
indeed.
They say it,
yeah,
but, you know, the news can say anything. You
there
know?
You go. There you go.
The
and
news,
by their own
you know, the
admission,
one thing I agree with the president,
yes,
when he says fake news, you know, that can
right.
say anything out there. We don't know.
Right.
We weren't there. We weren't at the scene. We nobody witnessed
mm-hmm.
anything. All they know is the loved one's gone.
Yep.
And,
facts.
You know,
facts.
They can say anything. So.
Yep. And
numbers, they
yeah,
can
like
put
that,
out any numbers they want to.
They can put out any numbers, but
numbers.
They say the murders and gun violence is down. So you have just a sporadic weekend where everything just blows up. Like, you got to think about it. Those are really war type numbers. You're talking about over 70 people shot and 12 died. That's like
that
a war type of numbers.
That could have been
you
something
dig?
Calculated. And
yeah.
Planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's
hey,
called.
I listen.
Far
you
know.
I love.
Oh, as far as
I love you,
know.
Brother. I love you, brothers, but I got to share something with you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I agree that we cannot assume that every shooting is gang related. This is. But the majority of them are. I mean,
yeah,
when you have a when you live in a city that is full
all
of
right.
like we talked about
too.
Earlier of organized crime activity. I mean, first, and this is why I know Brother Ked gonna hate when I say this, but I gotta put it out there. You can turn on World Star Hip Hop and see how I use the clowning with guns and the lack of love and respect they have for each other. Also, I work in correctional facilities where I see how these brothers. The crimes that they do, and I see these young brothers come in, and you try to talk to them, and their minds are gone. They are lost. You know what I'm saying? They have lost the lack of respect and love for each other as brothers and sisters.
This
you know
is
what
by
I'm saying?
Design. They would not be doing that if it wasn't for the system, though. That's not normal. To we're the only
and I got you
on
that.
Each other like this, right?
This is
that's
true, but I just don't want to take that away from. The equation of what we're talking about here. We still
okay,
have to
well,
keep in the equation.
We can talk about
we
that.
We got to make the change.
I lived in that system for a while, and I worked in that system. So you want,
mm-hmm.
where you want to go with that? I was talking about that.
So,
there's so many parts to this puzzle, you know.
Exactly.
And it's a well-designed puzzle. And it was designed
exactly.
a long time ago. And it's been
exactly.
executed well. So what part
very
do you want to
well.
Discuss?
very
what
well.
What part do you want to discuss? Do you want to
so,
discuss
you know,
the solution?
So you know that what I'm saying is true when we're talking about our youth that are locked up. So,
that's
a reality. It is a reality. So what are the solutions? Or do y'all want to
well,
wait until
all,
later on before
all,
we go to the solutions?
First of all, in the future, if anybody ever catch a case, stop talking to the police because they're not your friend. That's what you got to tell people. Don't say nothing.
So he said a mouthful
anything.
Of that.
Don't say anything. They're not
that's
your friend. They ain't your buddy. They lie to you. They'll be lying to you to try to get information out of you. That don't say anything. Shut up. That's
yeah,
what
that
gotta
is
do.
True.
Don't
that
help
true.
Them file their case. That ain't your job.
Yeah.
And stop copping out. What the hell are you copping out for? I'd rather plead guilty to a jury of 12 than a jury of 1. My chances are better with 12 than 1 any day.
Right.
Any day.
And I think that
I don't care if they
think
it is whatever. My odds
we
got to
keep it real
than 1.
Yeah.
I'd rather have 12 rolls with the dice than 1 roll with the dice. I'm sorry.
The relationship between
half the time those arrests are false and phony and fribble. They didn't even arrest the person right in the first place. Case probably gets thrown out anyway, half the time. But it was so improper to begin with because they're so bogus these days. They think they can just do anything to people and it's okay. So if you take it to court, it probably got so many holes in to begin with. It gets torn apart.
Yeah, and one thing we can't forget is the relationship between the black community and police, I say, is beyond repair. Some people may have hope, but I say that relationship is beyond repair based on how it started and based on how we've been treated throughout the years, especially in these major cities.
Yeah. But some changes can be made. And some changes can be made in the positive. Try to get some community
developing
in your area.
But at this point, if we're not making those, I don't see the police department making those changes because, again, the mayor and the superintendent say, what? We're going to put 600 more police out on the streets. That is not the answer, in my opinion.
Yeah, but we can't stop them. How are you going to stop them from doing that, though, see?
No, I'm not saying
stop
them. I'm saying look at what they're doing in order to try to, quote, unquote, fix the problem. That's not going to fix the problem.
All they want to do is arrest more people. We know what they want to do.
Exactly.
We got to enlighten people about that situation, make them aware of it.
Exactly.
Because, see, bond equals money. You got to make them aware of it.
Exactly.
So ain't no hurry to unsolve any murder because murder carries the highest bond. As long as the case is open, they get to work that money. That money, because bond equals cash. So, and murder is about $1 million or more.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
People don't understand that how the system is. They make a lot of money off of crime.
Right. Exactly. So
come on, anyway.
Yeah, that'd be my thing. That'd be my thing with us, though. That'd be my thing with us. It's not just enough to tell people, you shouldn't sell drugs. You shouldn't do that because it's morally wrong. And that's not enough. We need to explain to folks how the design is set up. Like you use the word enlighten. We need to let them know that this is a design by the enemy to have you guys kill each other. Like that needs to be drilled in folks' head because we don't seem to get it.
D.C. is not even part of the United States. People don't even know that.
Right.
Say it again. Say it again, bro.
The D.C. is not part of the United States. It's a corporation.
Oh, okay.
By the crown overseas. People don't even know that.
There's a lot
of money, and people don't even know that.
Yes, there's a lot going on. Like I say, these are math decisions. They do the numbers. They have studied us for years. If we do X, Y, and Z in this neighborhood, this percent go make it out, this percent go to jail, this percent go die, this percent go stay. Like, the numbers are already done and calculated, and we keep falling into these same traps and steps because we think everything is everything, and we part of the American dream. You see what I'm saying? Which they got us, they really pulled a mind trick on us using media, social media, TV, all these type of things have really
they're still doing to make us think that everything is okay.
You know,
but everything ain't okay. That's why they call it programming. We've been programmed real good.
We've been programmed. Exactly. Go
to school, get an education, please give me a break. The education's been programmed too. There's so much to learn in life besides what's in them books. Oh, that doesn't teach you how to read and write. They want you to get enough education, go work in their McDonald's and their Burger King and their Walmart, and then that's it.
Right.
There's so much more than that.
But look, I don't know if you heard earlier, brother, but I talked about how they closed 50 schools in 1 year in Chicago in 2013. 50 schools closed.
And they justified it.
They justified it.
And they justified it. And there was a black and brown neighborhood dominantly. Yeah.
So now my brother Mufasa.
Some of it was. You know why? Some of it was. You know why? Because the neighborhoods weren't occupied anymore. And the students didn't have that many students in them.
Because
people are leaving Chicago.
And as they should. That was
they don't talk about that part because they don't want people to know that.
That's a knock on the city.
That's a knock on the city, though. See? They don't talk about the people leaving. Of course not.
They should.
But this is a great city. Even with the shooting.
As they should.
But
now,
people are actually leaving, even in the black neighborhood.
Right. Now, are you involved with some type of program or something that's going on in Chicago that you could let us know about?
Oh yeah, I'm starting to be learning to be trained to be a community advocate. It's a new position at the Westside Justice Center in Chicago. They just developed it, so it's in its inception right now. We haven't even got it off the floor yet.
Indeed. So that's great. Because we really have to do to combat what's going on. And I want to ask my brother Mufasa this now, because I believe most of us on the line grew up in the hood, right? And
pretty much.
We know, pretty much. So we know how vulnerable a position we're in by growing up in the hood. Like, we're growing up teenagers. You do different things. You do dumb things. You make mistakes. You know, we're just, when you grow up in the hood, you're like one, two, three, four decisions away from a mistake that could change your total life. So that's why I can understand the situation some of these brothers are in based on the information they have. They don't have a lot of knowledge. The home situation could be messed up. It could be drugs involved. All these things play a part into how we think and how we're raised. So that's why, you know, you want to throw some folks away, but some people are just victims. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They're just basically victims.
In their own household.
If they don't have the correct information to process and make decisions, they're going to make bad decisions. You know, we don't get second, third, fourth chances a lot of times growing up in the hood because it's such a vulnerable state. Like, we're not bad people, but like I said, a few decisions,
bad
we could have been, life could have been totally changed. You
Let
know,
me tell
one
you
wrong
something.
Move on a day, you could have been locked up and,
you
and
know,
then the whole life would be different with a felony.
You know what, Brother Kev? And black people as a whole, we are not a bad people, but you know one thing we are? We are hard-headed people. And that's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
When you have programs out here, like what this brother on the phone is trying to do. You got programs like the Nation of Islam. You got other programs that's trying to pull people in and show them the right way and teach them these things that we're talking about. But people don't get, like you said, they don't get involved. They don't want to participate, especially if you ask them, hey, let's put some money together to do something. They don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They do not want to do it. We are hard-headed people. And then we sit back and be like, why this still going on? Why that? Case in point, like with the beating of the chicks at the, what was that, the Asians, the Korean store, over a $5 set of eyelashes. First off, why not? We should have our own eyelash business
And the fact that this government allows them to have a lock on the hair care products, and we've been here since inception, and they let a foreign entity come here. Well, they're a foreign entity, too. So they let another foreign entity come and get a lock on the hair care industry.
Yeah.
And they're a foreign entity, by the way, too.
We should have our own.
But we allow that as a country, not just black people, we allow that as a country to happen.
Yeah, but, you know,
it's not a black
we're talking about,
it's just a country we allow that to happen.
Well, I have to speak for the black community since, you know, I'm a part of the black community. And
that's about money and to allow a foreign entity, because people don't even realize that this Washington, D.C. is not even part of this country.
So let me say this, though, brother. Just because America let them into our communities, that don't mean we got to take our hard-earned money
We let D.C. into our community. We let them run us.
No, I'm talking about when you patronizing a business, though. You don't have to take, we don't have to take our money and pump that money into them Korean shops. We don't.
Right.
And if we did not do that, they would not be here.
But we do.
If we didn't pump our money into those Korean shops, they would not be in our community. They would drown out.
And they gotta have it. Women love hair and they gotta have it. End of discussion.
And guess what?
They won't pay. Some of them won't pay our light bill to go get that hair.
So by now,
right?
By now, why come
a whole other issue
A bunch of sisters couldn't come together and make a hair shop. I mean, we spending the money.
Where they gonna get the hair at? Where are they gonna get the hair? Who they gonna buy it from? They can't make it in their basement. They gotta have a supplier.
Get a supplier just like they got a supplier. We can get a supplier too.
Do it because they got the lock on me. I don't know if you're aware of that.
We have one black owned hair shop here right now. We have one black owned hair shop here right now. And people won't support them. And they will not support them.
Because she probably
won't support them. Yeah, won't support them.
It's impossible, but they totally have a lock on it, though. But I'm not saying it's impossible to beat, but they do have a lock on it.
It's not impossible.
It's their people.
Where is this brother getting his hair from?
No, I'm not in the hair care business. I just mentioned it because, as a coin of phrase, just another thing that's holding us down that the system is allowing to happen.
Right. So
I agree with Mufasa that they're taking people's houses another way because that's another thing, your most valuable asset, and they're taking them left and right.
This brother ain't letting that stop him. He got a supply of her coming in, but when we try to funnel these sisters to go to him, you got to damn near beg them to go spend some money with their brother. But they'll go right
Why
on into little Korea town.
Why is that? Why is
because
that?
Because he. Because several reasons. One, they got to go a little bit further.
Okay.
Or two, they so brainwashed in loving and thinking they getting such a good quality deal from the Korean chick that they won't go spend with their brother.
Yeah.
It's the same way that with the majority of the businesses and the problems that we have. And like I said, of us being a hard hit. Tell you this, and like you said, the sisters love that hair, right? That's still a lack of love for yourself. You wasn't born. You don't need that fake hair. You don't even need that. Love yourself. That's why I say
we have lost the love for ourselves.
We don't love our natural self. And that's why we're having all these problems, because we have lost the love for our natural self.
We've been watched so many ways. We don't know what our natural self is.
We out our natural minds.
We're literally out our natural minds. Right. Right. And it's hard to try to teach our youth what our natural mind is, because the sister we in, they keep that light off of that. See,
we've been lied.
People don't want that light shown. People don't want that light to shine upon us so much.
We don't know what
you know. Yeah, it's by design, like you say, to keep that light up off of us so we can't shine. But we have to get into these programs, like I said, like what the brother on the phone got going.
Yeah, stuff like
programs
this,
like the Nation.
We got to support these programs.
Like there you go.
Nobody.
That's
has
right.
To lose their house. Nobody has to lose their house if they're in foreclosure. Period. Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, if they want to keep it.
Right. Right. Right.
So if you're just joining us, family, that's one of your most valuable assets. So that's
correct. Collective Minds,
the whole world, because that's a lie. People think
Collective Minds Radio.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
We are talking about Chicago and what's going on in Chicago. We have a special guest from Chicago, Mr. Harold. He's involved with some things going on. So give us a call if you have any comments or questions. The number is 929-477-1697. This is Collective Minds Radio. So if you want to talk about solutions, I just jotted down a few that I could think of. Now, the reason why I chuckle, because number one, I'm saying if you're black and you have the means to get out of Chicago, I would say get out, because Chicago is a big social experiment. And I'm afraid of what the feds and Donald Trump is going to do when they send, you know, the feds already been in there, but when they make it official and send those people in there, it's going to be
I'm fearful of that, too.
You see what I'm saying? So
we don't know if he's going to be in his office. We don't know if he's even going to be in office if it happens. That may just be a fearful thing they're putting on people, but it can, and it probably is going to happen. When is the question, you know, because the debt is so large, and the only way to pay back the debt is to remove the debt, and we are the money. So
there you go.
Remove us to remove the money. So that's factual. So, you know, unfortunately, it's just the way it is. And it's not just black people. It's everybody, because everybody with a Social Security card, at least. So white people got Social Security cards, too. They're just going to start with us to see how they respond.
Well, they go start with the useless eaters, what they call the useless eaters, which is poor people in poverty, and that's mostly black people.
They'll be less publicized and less, you know, mourned about. They'll be in pain. You know what I mean?
They're expendable. Yeah, exactly. They're expendable,
you know,
so-called.
Slaves, you know, before this status, so, you know.
Right. So my other solution is this. We have to stop watching the mainstream news, and we have to stop letting them control the narrative of our
story. How do you tell people the reality of what's going to happen, because most people don't even believe that we are the debt? You know, they don't even understand that concept.
The news, because I'm saying the news is confusing people. If you don't know, I'm here to tell you right now, the news is controlled by white supremacists.
CNN and Fox are the same thing, and we have to stop believing these
outlets. Flat out.
It's only six companies on all the news in the world, and they preach the same thing all over the world to everybody. Because they almost close to controlling the whole world. They're real close. But usually, throughout history, and history usually repeats itself, everyone that tries to do what they're trying to do fails, you know. So, for whatever reason, they're close, right? So, and all throughout history, all, you know, the Ming Dynasty and all way back when, everyone that attempted to do what they're trying to do failed. And it usually came from the inside. It imploded from the inside out. So,
indeed. So we have to create our own types of media platforms, like we're trying to do here at Collective Minds Radio. The internet has opened it up where you can get your news from a lot of different places, but these mainstream news outlets are not for black people. If you can't, I mean, now you can watch it to get information,
but
you have to be able to decode it. Exactly. Don't buy into
it.
You have to be able to listen to the language. You have to be able to decode the lies, because there's a lot of lies in every program.
And
just because it's on the news does not make it true. We have to get out of that.
And look through it. No.
And look through it. Double check. Go different sources.
They talking to their people. They're not talking to us.
There you go. There you go.
They're talking to their people.
There you go.
The 10%.
Yeah.
They're not talking to the 90%.
Indeed. So now my other solution would be for the parents in Chicago, watch your kids, protect your kids.
Because they're watching kids, too.
Nelly Fuller has a book. Like, his code book is so strict that I know a lot of black people don't want to deal with it, but he's like, you should not even be out the house unless it's official business. Black people do not have time to be lingering, hanging out on the corner, just going on people's houses, hanging. If it's not constructive and it's not business or school, somewhere you have to be, we should not be out, period. We should not be out like that. It's time out for that, you know? So
I think some of them think they're going to live forever, so they snatching people for body parts.
Yeah, I get that as a kid. You do kind of feel a little invincible. I kind of get that as a kid, but you also have to show some restraint, and you have to be diligent and be on the lookout. If you got to walk out and to the bus stop of school, you have to be looking out, because a lot of the shootings happen while these kids on bus stops or at the park or so on and so forth. So you have to be very diligent and look out. Yeah. You know, and we can't, we should be traveling in groups. We should be in groups if we're going to go out, but we shouldn't be out unless it's official business. We shouldn't be just riding around, joyriding, this other type of thing. No, we have to get serious because war is being waged on us. And they're using our soldiers to kill each other. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Our warriors and soldiers are turning on us and turning on the, mm-hmm. on our neighborhood. We can't have that.
I want to ask the caller a question and tie it into some of our earlier. When we talk about the youth that are incarcerated, give us some of your impressions on what the youth are going through, why they locked up. Are their ears open to teaching? What do you see from, you know, incarcerated young black men?
Well, I haven't been in the system in a long time, so I really can't touch on that topic at this point. So, I don't know what youth of today are experiencing because this has changed a lot since I've been there. It's over 20 years since I've been, like, locked up to know their attitudes now. But I would imagine it hasn't changed much. A lot of people get locked up, and they just try to, do what they got to do. If you're affiliated, you got to do all that gang stuff. So, that's a little, different lifestyle. Go through that stuff, so. And dance to that tune. Stay out the way while you locked up.
Now, as you live in Chicago, do you try to avoid, like, areas that are gang, gang infested?
No, I just
Is
go where
possible?
I gotta go. I don't concern myself with that. I go where I gotta go. I don't worry about if I'm vice or I just go where I gotta go.
Right, okay. There you go. Yep.
I don't worry about that. I never did. Mm-hmm. Probably never will.
You just move how you got to move.
I move where I got to go. If I got to go on 79th and Cicero, I go 79th and Cicero. Whatever path it takes me to go, I just go. Mm-hmm. I don't say I'm going to avoid this way. I never thought about that. I ain't never been here. This has been a gangster town forever. They've been doing drive-by
right.
since our phone. So,
please. There you go. There you go. Exactly.
They used to do that then. Please, come on now. They just publicize it more now. With the news media that we got now, people can shoot a video and you can see it, So it's heightened, to the level where it is. It is more, and they are locking up more people, but they want to lock up more people. Come on now. This is the only country that's doing that. And the reason they're doing it is, that's money. That's money. They make a lot of money on the prison system. They only make money through car loans and mortgages, but it's easy to make money off the prison system. It's such an easy target. Such an easy target. And no one's complaining about it. No one's
complaining
about it.
Now, that's the same with the police as well.
Why are you locking up all the black people?
Break through?
Who's complaining?
Is that the same way?
Who's really
is that
complaining?
The same way with the police?
Hold on, y'all. One at a time, so we can hear your comments.
Who's marching to D.C. about it? Who's yelling at the legislators? Who's doing it?
We're all right in D.C. this weekend, but that's not.
I don't see anybody complaining about. Why are you locking up so many black people? Come on now.
Now, look at this. Check this out. Remember back in the day, because people talk about if you say the police involved with these shootings, either directly or indirectly, they like, oh, that's a conspiracy and cover the conspiracy theory. But remember, conspiracy today, fact tomorrow, because drugs in our community back in the day in the 80s and 90s, if you say the government was bringing drugs in, people be like, oh, that's a conspiracy. But fast forward now, they told you, the CIA told you, that they're strategically putting drugs and guns in our community. You see what I'm saying? So what people think of conspiracies today are actually becoming fact. Huh?
Iran-Contra scandal, it was kind of known, that they was
yeah.
partaking in that, yeah. that the government.
But back then, people was like,
dealer.
"Oh no, that's a conspiracy." You know what I mean?
Of
like the
not,
AIDS Ebola thing.
It was going on at the time. It was going on at the time. So people.
This is what I'm saying.
Time. So they'll admit to it
this
now.
This is what I'm saying.
Nobody can go to jail.
This
they
is
can't
what
be indicted because the statute's passed by. So they'll talk about it now, sure.
Yep. So if you
so what?
If you're just joining us, y'all, this Collective Minds Radio, we are talking about what's going on in Chicago. You know, it's been a lot of shootings and a lot of killings like these past couple weekends. So we're just trying to pinpoint exactly what's going on. Actually, we know what's going on. At least I kind of have an idea. It's the lack of opportunity, the lack of resources, the school closings in Chicago. All these things play a part. Guns being dropped off in the hood, drugs being
ready,
dropped off
available
in the hood.
To get to.
Ready, available. Like you can get a gun cheap, choppers, $50. Like this is crazy. So those are the things that are happening. And I don't like when the mayor of Chicago gets on a press conference and they act like they don't know what's going on and try to say, well, black people need to be more accountable. You're not telling the whole story, sir. You dig what I'm saying? You're not telling the whole story. Yes. As a group, we do need to be more accountable. But you're not holding your police department
and
accountable and these government
and your
agencies
solutions
accountable.
You're coming up with aren't adding more police only is not enough because you got a big
exactly.
huge budget and you can spend more money in a direction that's going to aid and assist in rebuilding stuff and just locking up people and creating more
exactly.
bonds so that they
exactly.
can make more money. Is not the only thing you can do. Yeah, you can do that, but you can do more. And if you
exactly.
ask some people
like
well, what you can do,
Harry,
I'll tell you. Huh?
Harry, can you hear me?
You what? Yes, I can hear you.
I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the police baiting people of the community into a situation where they may get locked up and put charges on them? I hear that they had some bait trucks over in the area in
now,
Chicago
that was so
recently.
I can't believe that company and they got all these so-called intelligent people and lawyers working for them. I would turn around and sue them if I was those people. I would sue them.
What did you hear happen?
Might not get a lawyer to represent them, but they can get a paralegal to represent them. They don't really need a real lawyer. And then turn around and sue them people for that. That's what they ought to do. That's what ought to happen. And sue them folks, sue that railroad company. They probably can be sued. The people probably just
what
don't
you mean?
Realize. I'm pretty sure they can be sued.
You said a
right,
railroad
right.
company. What did you hear happen?
Yeah, they released
the railroad company
apologized.
Dolph, hell with that. Sue them. They should be sued.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, they should be sued.
They have put an apology. They should be sued for what they did. They set up a
yeah.
They trapped them. Entrapped them to truck rob.
Exactly.
Here, come rob.
That was down.
It's wide
yeah.
open. Come rob it. And then they set them up with charges. Then they realized they couldn't do that, and they let the people
right.
go. And all they said was, "We're sorry."
We're
but
sorry.
They arrested
right. yeah,
them.
They sued them. They was trying.
Yeah, they
to,
got
if
them
nobody
arrested
caught
initially.
Them. They was gonna put felonies on them kids, man.
And then they
this
realized.
This is what I'm saying. That's
we
crazy.
We can't entrap anybody. We can't entrap
That's
anybody.
That's crazy.
And I guess some lawyer talked to him or whatever and realized, well, we can't. I guess the state's attorney said, no, we can't take this case. They'll sue
exactly.
us if we go further, but they can sue them anyway. And the people probably not even
yeah.
aware of it. Probably
and
not
then
even
you got to think.
They can sue them for what
after,
they did.
Right. And then, look, after a weekend where you got all these murders, you going to be so lazy and such of a scumbag, you going to put a bay truck full of Nike sneakers. In
but
front
that
of a
ain't
park
got nothing to do with
hooping,
it. That was
use
that,
a dog.
That
that's
to
a
do with the murder.
Move, and that's you being lazy for not trying to do your job when you got all these
because
unsolved
no
murders and unsolved shootings.
There's no resources in the neighborhood, so people resort to anything to get some money. So those
this is what
folks
I'm
in
saying.
Their neighborhood.
That's not a that's a no brainer. If I don't have
no. But the people are getting tired of getting robbed, so they figure they're gonna come up with a way to make people be afraid to come mess with their stuff. See, that's how their mindset is. Well, we're going to set people up to get pinched, so y'all going to want to stay away from our stuff because y'all getting burnt coming mess with our stuff. See how white people think?
Man, but they can't do that legally. You can't legally do that, but they didn't think about it. And at first they thought it was, but then when the state's attorney probably got it, heard wind of what they did, they figured, hey, you know, you can't do that.
The only reason they apologized was because if the video went viral.
Probably would have sued. Yeah,
the video went viral.
And they realized somebody out there knew they were a lawyer probably, so they realized they would have sued.
The call lines. Hold on a second. Let's take caller 314-616. Caller, you have a question for me.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hello.
Hey, caller, you have a question or comment?
Okay. No callers. Give us a call, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. Brother Kev, Mufasa Rye, and our sister Rigel Starr. And we are talking about what's going on in Chicago. We kind of threw out a few solutions. We really know what's going on. We kind of laid it down. It's a result of a lot of different things, a lot of different points that you can point to that's for why these shootings
obvious.
Are happening. Yeah, obvious things that are going on in the neighborhood that we have to be aware of, and let's not let them, again, shape the narrative of, oh, you people need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and be more accountable. No, we're trying to figure out these are neighborhoods with low resources, schools are closing, guns are infested, you got gangs, like all these things are by design, and we have to stop falling for the same traps and tricks that they are using on us. You see what I'm saying? We have to get smart and have to get wiser on these points. Let's go to caller.
Okay, let's take caller 312. 316.
312.
Caller, you there?
Absolutely.
Hey,
please,
caller,
please, caller.
How are
you
doing? Is this 100 plus? Is this 100
yeah, this
plus
is
from
me,
Chicago?
Plus. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
indeed.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud
okay.
and clear.
Hey, how my brothers and sisters doing today?
You doing well. How are you?
Oh, I've been listening to this and listening to a lot of statements made, and I definitely have an opinion on a lot of what was said, but I'll be real quick and to the point. First of all, you mentioned about the day 30 to a lot of to 60 killings and shootings and everything going on in Chicago. A lot of it is not about gangs. A lot of it has to do with infidelity, bad relationships,
mm-hmm.
person broke into my car and
right.
nothing being done. He broke in my house two or three times. And
mm-hmm.
maybe that fifth time, you know, then you see somebody with your personal coat, clothes, or you hear he done sold your TV up the street and confrontations happen. Or maybe your sister was attacked and raped, or your mother was beaten and robbed, even killed. And then you hear Lil Trey or Lil Jake or the guys around the corner, or it could have been some females did it. Here in Chicago, a lot of the stuff that goes on, it's not something that just recently happened. It may have been a guy who just only did 3 or 4 months locked up and he beat the charges. There's no evidence. Like you said, nobody confessed or stood as a witness to the crime just because they didn't want no point, no involvement. And then the guy gets out and you see the guy riding in your neighborhood. It's a lot of retaliation. A lot of people are mad. I just lost a personal friend who I was going to see this past Friday. Me and some friends was getting together to go see her, and she was executed, shot 8 times, you know. And this
wow.
guy is still, and this guy, I'm just being honest with you, is still free, walking the street.
Wow. Wow.
But
yeah.
the reason why they can't get him, nobody's seen them do it, but he putting it on social media, but some investigators is on it now. I look for that to be resolved. This is how bad it is. And if this
mm-hmm.
guy's not comprehended, how you think her family and brothers and sisters just go, no, this guy still rolling the streets here? This is what's going
exactly.
on in Chicago. Nobody is getting involved in people. I can see your house getting broken into, and I know who did it. And you come, my neighbor come ask me, you saw who did it. I know I saw who did it, but I tell you, I'm not in that, man. That's why you need to carry home insurance. When your car gets stolen, the police tell you, you need to carry insurance. Well, whatever. But you know it's so much injustice here. And because of the way the legal system is, if someone shoots somebody and they get rid of the weapon and nobody testifies against them, how you gonna resolve that? Then everybody hates the police. The police can't come talk because they didn't abuse and they lost a lot of trust here. I like the comment you mentioned. It's unrepairable. This ain't got so bad that the police can't get nobody to tell them nothing because don't nobody trust nobody. How I'm going to tell you something, I know you just as evil as the people who out here. So what's happening is, I just don't want to put it, it's not about just the gang. It's all kind of injustices that's going on. That's why you see it's a lot of people locked up on stealing or robbery. That's a big thing. People now not leaving no witnesses. So when they rob you, they shoot you. They kill you. You understand what I'm saying? The best thing is just you have to be just careful. Chicago is a beautiful city. You come to this city, we got the lakes. It's a lot of money in this city. It's the saying to me, it's the haves and the have-nots.
Yes, sir.
You got the people who don't have, the envy kick in, so they're going to just
envy.
Take what they can get. And with the young people today, breeding with all the videos and the social media and the and everything, to see you have and they have not, it's just too hard. They don't have jobs. I like how Brother Harold mentioned, he was on the radio just a second, that they putting together programs to help people to speak, to help young people to see what's going on. And it's true that the jails and stuff are making a lot of money and everything, but at the same time, there's a lot of money being spent into the city as far as policing. Now, a lot of people say the policing is not going to help, but then again, you are bringing in new recruits. And now they're making these new recruits take full training, wear body cameras, and they coming in, they understanding that the consequences that they can lose their job based or get suits on the city. Now, a lot of the old police officers have lost buddies, been shot at and hurt. A lot of them, they got zero tolerance, so they not going to show you as compassion as the new. I see a new, fresh recruit of police officers coming in that I like personally. They are sincere. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Carla. I didn't mean to cut you off, but let me ask you this, because every time I come to Chicago, I always see a lot of police around. So I'm trying to figure out if the police presence downtown and, you know, if you drive through different neighborhoods on the west side, south side.
You have to have a lot of presence. The reason why there's a lot, I'm going to give you the real deal. This is why you have to try to improve and get the police. A lot of people don't have cars. And I might be able to afford to only live in this neighborhood, okay? I've seen people that I know personally, because I do building management and building engineer. I've seen people come and knock on my door in the middle of the night telling me to take them to the police station. Why? They have no car. They know I'm pretty reliable. I'm usually up. I just got robbed walking back from the bus station. You got a lot of people that don't have cars. So they commute, use the transportation, city transportation. Okay, then you got people who don't have cars either, and they robbing these people, or they killing these people, or following these people home and doing home invasions or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? It's the have and have not.
Yeah.
And it just so happened everybody is mixed with everybody. Like, I got to say this, give you an example. Two guys was into it over a game. It was a game turf. But he chased the gang guy into a Popeye's chicken that is closed now. No, it was a Church's chicken. I apologize. And when he chased the guy in there, he was so determined to kill him, he shot up at least 10 people in there just to get to that one guy. Now look at all the innocent people they got. And they closed that Church's chicken down. A lot of the restaurants have security at the door. But how are you going to stop somebody that's determined to take somebody out, no matter what the cost is? You have a lot of people that get killed that's innocent bystanders. I'm just giving it to you. Somebody could be after you just because I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, they take me out too. So that's a lot of the crime, innocent people getting taken out.
But let me ask something real quick.
Go ahead.
Well, before I say something, first I want to give you my condolences, brother, to you know what happens with your friend. You know, I really hate to hear that happen. I had a similar situation happen with me. But I totally understand when you say about these people who commit these crimes, and then they might, like, what they do, what they call it, like TUA, they'll take it under advisory. And while it's taken under advisory, these criminals are still out walking and roaming the neighborhood to either A, commit other crimes, or B, like you say, family members are looking at this guy like, you know, the police ain't going to do something, so I'm going to have to do something. So
absolutely.
I totally agree with everything you said. You was right on point with everything you said. And I'm listening to that, and I'm just – the lack of the – like, it go back to what I said earlier in the program, the lack of the love and the respect that we have for each other is what keeps a lot of this stuff, you know, going on. It just continues – it's a bad cycle because we don't have the love. We don't respect each other's life and care about each other like we should. That's something that we need to repair. It has to be repaired.
And on that point, there's a lot of people, Mr. Harrell mentioned, a lot of people have left Chicago. But guess what? I'm going to get rid of this. This is the reality. A lot of people have left, but so many white people have moved in, and now they building condos in their home, in their areas. They taking over. So for the ones who have left, the have-nots have left because they couldn't handle it or couldn't afford it. Now you got the haves coming in this area is if you don't have no money, you cannot live there. Like Caprini Green.
Right.
Caprini Green that you see on the show, Good Times, when James and JJ and all of them was living in there, that's tore down now. I used to have friends that I used to go over there and kick it with them. That's when the Vice Lords and the Gang Disciples, all of them was running that. Go over there now. Luxury high-rise apartments that if you're not in them six figures, I ain't talking about the 70, 80,000. You got to be in six figures. You can get over there now. Go see. It's beautiful. Chicago is on point. They letting the blacks do what they do, whatever, but it is what it is. But they can't penetrate into our area.
Yeah, that's the problem is they cannot be letting the blacks just do it. Like, we have to take control. You cannot just contain the violence to that neighborhood and just think it's all good. Like, we have to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it starts with our kids. Until parents get control over their kids and household, you know how many parents up here who get cursed out by their kids so they can't control their kids. A lot of parents are scared of their own children. It's because they have let them from infancy do what they want to do, come in, look at whatever they want to. Until you get control of your own home. And so I'm just putting it to you this way. A lot of crime will be under control. It's whoever the household get control of their house. And I'm going to leave that note. I'm going to leave on that note. It starts at the head of the house. How can you get control of the neighborhood, get control of whoever the heads of the house? And now if you're the only person that's responsible for whoever live in their house, like if I got kids in my house and I know my son in the game, if he do something, I got to turn you in. You go out here and kill somebody, you gone. You run in my house by 10 o'clock. When I lock my doors, you out, you out there. Don't bring that drama.
Yep.
And you never think it's something
real quick,
Colin. Before you go, brother, real quick, because you said
in
those luxury places that they're building and, you know, they done brought in, tell me why come, you know,
they don't have this type of activity going on in those communities. What's your, what
it is what it is.
Well, what's happening
the money.
The downtown where you saw all the police's activity when you come here, they pushing them people out to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
In a minute, Chicago go be a wonderful city. I promise you. Just like the school closings and all this stuff is shutting down. Chicago is wonderful now because I can bring you here and you'll be like, I had the best time in Chicago. Down where Obama House is, Farrakhan House is, over in Hyde Park, you don't see all that. There's killings. It may be crime going on, but because of the prisons, ain't none of that going on. Police presence is important. I would feel safe if I got on the Red Line or the Metrolink if the police are present. Without presence, oh, it would go down. Because why do you got people that's looking for opportunities? And when when what they say, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Hey, it is what it is.
Here goes something else. I guess got to add this dynamic into it. And y'all can take it, you know, take it for what it is. But the other problem I look at it is, like I said, the value of life, how our youth don't value each other's life and don't love and respect each other. But unfortunately, like in those rich communities, see, we respect them. We won't leave our community and go out there and rob the rich because we respect them. We fear them. But we don't love and respect each other. So my neighbor, his life don't mean nothing to me. I don't mind running up in his house, tying him up and taking his stuff. Because I don't respect his life. If I respected him like I respect them people in them $600,000-$700,000 homes, I would go over there and do that and not do it to my neighbor. But we don't have the respect and the love for each other in our community. And we got
to that's true. And that goes to the larger society, because the larger society doesn't respect black life. So we're just mimicking the narrative that the larger society has put out there, which is black life is not, is not as respected. You see what I'm saying? Right. But he made me think of a point. This is another great solution. If you live in Chicago and you have kids, teenagers, whatever, get insurance policies. Get insurance on yourself and get insurance on your kids. Because you're in a volatile situation, and if anything happens, at least you can have, you know, those funds to back you up. You see what I'm saying? Everybody that's getting killed in Chicago, they should have an insurance policy.
Shoot, the insurance company should be bankrupt by now.
This is
what
I'm saying.
Let's get another caller. Let's get another caller. Area code 708, someone else from Chicago. Chicago is blowing up. 708-955 caller, you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, how you doing?
Peace, caller.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, okay.
You got Willow.
Thank y'all for inviting me. Listen, I sat back and I watched listened to the whole show. There's a couple of things on there. I'm just going to be real blunt about it and put it out there. There's some things on there, some misconceptions about a few things, and it's a lot of points on there that I believe is true, but in reality, I'm Chicago, okay? I grew up on them same streets, okay? I did a lot of the stuff that they said that they do it, that you hear about that's happening out there, okay? And truthfully, it's a lot of times, it starts in the house. It starts in the home. Where you set your tone in the home. Who sets the tone in the home? Okay? If the tone is set at home, let me tell you something. You know, if mama is cracking cards and her son is stealing cards, she ain't no different than he is. They both thieves. You see what I'm saying? So she can't say nothing to him. She can't turn him in because she don't want them investigating her. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. Okay, it's not. It's got to start in the home. And then you get a lot of people out here that's coming out here saying, you know, the activists are doing that. You're not actively doing anything unless you're changing the young people around. That's it. You can march all you want to. it ain't going to mean nothing. They've been marching for the last 40 years. It's not happening. It ain't going to change. You can march to the skyfall. But until we begin to change, I mean, y'all talked about the snitching. Well, truthfully, snitching is bad when you don't have no protection, because the DA sets the tone for that, not the police department. If the DA decides, and you got to realize the DA is put in office by the political people that set up in office. We don't come out and vote. We don't vote. And when we don't see our own aldermen, you start at the bottom with the aldermen. Then you move. Everybody want to run to the mayor, but the mayor got to answer to the city council. I don't see none of the city council sitting up there. They all in the back. They're in the back.
Right.
The mayor answers to the city council on many, many issues. He don't just jump out and make no decisions. He don't.
Yep.
So it starts there, and then, you know, when you guys talked about the young folks, they don't have no compassion, because what you going to change that's better for them if you ain't offering none? You can talk to me till you're blue in the face, but if you ain't offering me an opportunity to change something, then it ain't going to happen. I'm going to get up tomorrow and do the same thing, because you got to eat. He got to eat. He gonna hustle. If you're not getting him in his hustle or educating him how to hustle in a productive manner, then you're not changing nothing. See, talk is cheap.
Right.
Everybody can talk, but what you're producing. If you come talking, I'm from the streets. If you come talk to me and telling me that I'm gonna look up if your shoes ran over and your clothes are dirty and you ain't got on nothing nice, I ain't trying to hear what you're talking about, man. You ain't got nothing.
Right.
To
now,
about.
Brother. That's part
now,
of the
brother,
problem.
I gotta tell you. I got,
that's
yeah,
part of
Brother
problem.
Kev was been in touch on that, but see, bro, I gotta admit, I gotta tell you the truth. You are 100% exact. But see, that is a problem. See, we ingrained on
I'm
this
not
flag.
Not, I'm not saying it's not a problem. I just want to touch on two more little points real quick. Y'all talked about blacks in business. Let me explain to y'all why the Asians, the Arabs, and all that do business. I'm going to give you a real quick, because I do business. I have my own business and have for a very long time. And here's the thing. Let me tell you why we blacks is going to suffer in business, because the Asians will get two or three of their brothers and sisters, and they'll pool up about $50,000, and they'll come over here, and they'll open up a beauty salon store, and they will work in there for a year to 2 years for free.
Right.
And then they take the money they make from not paying their relatives and go open up a Chinese food restaurant. Then they go and do something else like a nail salon. And then while they got four or five businesses booming, they setting each other up. Now you tell me how many blacks is going to come and work for their brother, sister, cousin, mother, uncle, mama for free for a year. That's about 30 days, talking about a year or 2 years. It's not going to happen.
You said what kind of shop? You said a hair shop, or which one did you say first? A hair
beauty salon, nail salon.
Right.
Either one.
Beauty salon.
Ain't no
so
lock on the game. Ain't no lock on the game.
This,
it's
brother.
Money.
Once you open that business up in our community, when you open that business up in the community, who keeps the business going, though?
If you don't want
who
to keep
keeps
the business
the,
going,
who keeps funneling
together,
money in it?
Pull your people
who keeps funneling the money?
And open up your business.
Who's funneling
and your
it?
People are support
what?
Your business.
Hold on, though. But hold on. I just want to ask you a question. Who's, when
right.
they open that business up, who's funneling the money in that business to keep it going?
If it's a need, if you put it in a black neighborhood, Chinese food restaurant, they're going to come and open and eat it. I don't care if it's a taco stand. They're going to come and eat it. They want the corn in the cup. It could be an umbrella sitting out there, and he's pushing on wheels. The point is like
so
I said, prove me wrong.
So it's us.
Blacks will not come and work for you for 30 days for free.
You're 100% right.
No business.
Right.
He's turning around
you,
and saying,
you
here,
all
you
right
help
on
me.
That.
I'm
going to
give you this $50,000 to start
right
your barbershop. It ain't going
to
happen.
You are right on that. You are right on that. But I still have to go back to it's us that's funneling the money into that business.
Then
it's
time to take some
personal. The same way I go there and purchase that crap from them, I can take myself to the grocery store and make my own food. But we don't want to do the hard work. We don't want to do the hard work. We want the easy route. But we on the same page. Yeah, we on the same page. We want to do
not,
the
no,
easy thing.
Yeah, but I'm clarifying something because I hear a lot of people say this. The social media, all this, oh man, they open up a new shop in so-and-so, 47th or something. Oh, I don't see no, it's a new taco place. I don't see no blacks in there. You ain't. You're not because they
all
right. family. They,
that's
you're
right.
not. And I know this for a fact because this is how I ask these people. I see a guy in a beauty salon shop where I live at for 20 years. I said, man, how you stay in business? I see you in here, but I don't see nobody. I see different people. He said, them are all my pets. Them are all my kids and my relatives and my brothers and sisters. Man, you own
that's
a
right,
Chinese restaurant
right.
down the street, too. Yeah, after 2-3 years, we took that money and bought that shop out.
Indeed.
You know,
we got like
so
5 minutes left to the live stream. Appreciate the call, Carla.
Let's try to get one more call. 314-283. Carla, do you have a question or a comment? Okay, they probably just listen. Okay. Let's go
indeed,
to caller 314-381. Caller, you have a question or a comment?
Kevin, how you doing tonight?
Hey, speaking. Peace, peace. How you doing?
You know,
We here.
I don't know what to tell you about this city, but you know, the same thing is worse in St. Louis.
Yeah, and it's going on here too.
Chicago got these strict gun laws. I think that citizens should be able to have guns to protect themselves, and rather than where it is now. Here on North Shore, you had 3,000 millionaires to move off North Shore into out of that area. You had a big march, people complaining about
mm-hmm.
the violence.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of these cases, you don't have no male father in the lives of these individuals. I would bet, you know, about a month ago you had 24 shot in 14 hours. I would bet you have no males in the lives of those individuals. But it's one thing for sure. They keep on killing each other. Sooner or later it's going to come to a stop because there won't be anybody left to kill. In many cases of time, violence do move people out of areas, whereas it can be recaptured. You got the same thing, the area between King's Highway and Sarah, Del Mar and Martin Luther King or Page, those people are getting ready to be moved out of that area. And it's going to be regentrified. But the range of the house is going to be at $180,000, so it's not going to be out of the reach of working blacks. So I don't know if it's drugs, they should legalize street drugs. Then you take the violence out of the street sales and distribution.
Right.
You take
right.
the
yeah.
issue of no-knock raids, pre-dawn no-knock raids with the police, cash forfeiture, and all that stuff. That's gone. So that would
right.
help. But will they do that? But anyway, man,
yeah.
it is sad.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, and like the caller alluded to earlier, a lot of it is, some of it is gang violence, some of it is domestic violence. The problem that they're having, though, is they're not solving the murders that's going on, and my theory is the reason why these murders are not solved is because most of the victims are black. You see what I'm saying? But in 2017, Chicago only cleared 17% of the murders, which means they only found a suspect for 17% of the murders. So you telling me 80% of the murders committed in a major city is going unsolved? I just don't buy that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
thanks,
you're just not doing your job at that point. But, yeah, we're getting long time. Thanks for calling. Collective Minds Radio, please join us next week. We may have to do a part two. Rising Star, Mufasa, Rob, Brother Kev, thanks to all the callers and supporters. We appreciate it.
Do they understand?
Just what it took?
man. I want to thank you, DJ, for this opportunity to talk about something that means so much to me. It's a shame.